was a pastor and is mightily anointed and used of God. And we're just excited to hear the word of God today. We're excited to see what God's going to do in the remainder of this service. If you would, as he comes this morning, why don't you lift up your hand and pray for him, for his home and family as he comes. God bless you.
Appreciate it. Amen. Somebody give God some praise in the house. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and give God praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has he been good to you? Has he been good to you? Slap somebody and tell them he's been good to me. Praise the Lord. It is an honor to be in this place this morning. It's been a little bit over 2 years. Since the last time I was here, and I'll be honest with you, I was just excited to come to church this morning. Amen. Y'all know how to have church. Well, three of you said amen to that. But y'all know how to have church. You didn't come to waste time. You came to get into the presence of God. Amen. And that is that's the type of stuff I like. Amen. I like that kind of stuff. Somebody said, sometimes I dance because I'm in the spirit. And sometimes I'm in the spirit because I dance. Amen. Some folks just kind of wait around and wait for something to happen. But I like those folks that like to provoke something to happen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, if you don't move, I'll move you. Praise God. Amen. I want to honor Pastor and First Lady, even though they are not here this morning. Can you help me honor them this morning? We love and appreciate Pastor and First Lady. Amen. I appreciate Brother Steve Collins. He came and picked me up at the airport. And immediately I could tell the dude is anointed. Amen. Now just wait a minute. Amen. Don't get y'all are like, yes, amen, hallelujah. He is anointed, amen. But he was particular anointed because he said, are you hungry? And I'm like, man, this guy's in tune with the spirit right now. Amen. We had a tremendous time of fellowship, amen, yesterday, and I appreciate that very much. Good to see Brother Dawson, amen. That guy gave me a compliment today I don't think I've gotten ever before, amen. And I was like, hey, it is Valentine's, praise God. I got excited, amen. Praise the Lord. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Anybody excited this morning? Praise the Lord. Just a couple of weeks ago, I had the privilege to be in the Philippines, and we were in a hostile area where when they came to pick us up from the airport, I saw a lot of policemen outside, a lot of cops outside the airplane window, and there were some dignitaries there from Japan, and I thought it was for them. And when we got off the plane, one of the police officers came and grabbed my luggage. And I said, oh, Lord, we're already going into prison. Amen. Haven't even preached yet. Already going in. Amen. Because the area that we were at, there's a huge divide in that city in between the Muslims and the Christians. And so there's constant just battle against each other. In fact, there's even militant Christians in that place that are armed with machine guns and everything. And we had like 15 officers armed with machine guns, and we had 4 motorbikes. On each motorbike there was a driver, and on the back of that was a guy with a machine gun, amen, driving backwards, like riding backwards on the motorbike. We had a truck that it was loaded with police officers, and if anybody'd get close to the I don't know what they'd call it, convoy, I guess, if anybody get close to it, they'd just kind of aim their gun in that direction and they'd back off. Amen. I was like, my God, have mercy. And I said to the Lord in that moment, I said, you know, God, I'm thankful for one thing, that I've got you on my side. Amen. Amen. Because it don't matter how many guns you might have, how many bombs you might have, or how much armor you might have, if you don't have God on your side, it ain't gonna work. Amen. Praise God. And so we were going along, and all of a sudden they just, I don't know if they wanted to spook us or what, but they said, we're going through some really rough terrain right now, so duck. Well, I wasn't about to duck, amen. I wanted to see the action, praise God. Because I'm convinced of one thing, if it's not my time to go, ain't no bullet gonna knock me out. Praise God. But we got to the place, and God moved in a tremendous way. We had 1,400 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in that place. A tremendous, powerful move of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. God is still in the soul-saving business. Does anybody believe that in this place this morning? I said, God is still in the soul-saving business. Turn to somebody and touch them and say, God is still saving souls. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to open your Bibles in Acts chapter 2 and reading verse 1. Acts chapter 2 and reading verse 1. And the word of the Lord says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 25, David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I will not be moved. Verse 26, therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoiced. My tongue rejoiced. In the Reina Valera 1977, a Spanish translation, it says, y saltó de gozo mi lengua. My tongue danced within my mouth. My tongue jumped within my mouth. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you about the power of a dancing tongue. The power of a dancing tongue. And I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to fall in this place in a mighty way. In Jesus' name. We're going to see miracles happen this morning. We're going to see breakthrough happen this morning. Chains are going to fall off this morning in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Tell somebody, you better give me some room, because when the Holy Ghost falls, I might knock you out. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are powerful. We thank you because you are mighty. You are awesome. Have your way in this service this morning. Lord, I pray by the power of your Spirit, put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now somebody give a shout unto God. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Somebody ought to give a war cry in this place. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. A leading neurosurgeon has said in a recent discovery that the speech center in the brain exercises dominion over the whole central nervous system. When the speech center is stimulated, the entire central nervous system responds to it. This means that when anybody says, "I am sick," the speech center sends out a message to the whole body to prepare for sickness. Or if you say, "I am weak," the speech center sends out a message to the whole body to prepare to be weak. This is why the Bible says in Joel chapter 3 and verse 10, "Let the weak say, I am strong." Hallelujah. Because whatever is spoken out of your mouth, the body responds to it. Glory to God. You need to hear that. Whatever is spoken out of your mouth, the body responds to it. The Bible says in James chapter 3 and verse 2, "For in many things we offend all. If any man offends not in word, the same is a perfect man and able also to bridle the whole body." In other words, if you could control what you speak, you could control your whole body. That's powerful. Say, that's powerful. James chapter 3 makes it clear that the tongue controls not only the body, but also the destiny and the quality of our lives. If we could find somebody whose speech was perfect, you would find somebody who was perfectly in control of their life. James chapter 3 verse 2, "A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder and a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets the course in the face of the strongest wind. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it all." Amen. Your mouth is powerful. Tell your neighbor, say, "Your mouth is powerful." Your mouth determines the outcome of your life. Your mouth determines it. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and let his lips that they speak no guile." Amen. It is saying, if you want to be blessed, do not speak a negative word. Glory to God. That's why I don't like negative people. I don't like to be around negative people. Those folks that all they like to talk about is negative. How everything is in bad shape and the world's going to pot and everything's going downhill. And they complain about the weather. If it's cold, they complain it's cold. If it's hot, they complain it's hot. Every time they open up their mouth, it's a negative word that comes out of their mouth. If the only thing you can talk is negative, then brick wall, baby, I don't want to talk to you. Glory to God. Because I don't want your negative tongue to affect my atmosphere. There is already too much negative in the world for your negative speaking to affect my atmosphere. But if you got a word of faith and you got a positive word, then let's talk, because I want my atmosphere to be blessed. Is there anybody in this place that wants their atmosphere to be blessed? Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, watch what you speak when you're around me. Glory to God. There are some people I just wish I could tell them, shut up. Glory to God. I don't even let my dog bark negative in the house. Amen. Have you ever heard a dog bark negative? I tell my dog, speed it up. Amen. We're positive in this house.
I don't even let my dog be negative. You got to be positive. You got to speak a word of faith. Even if your day's messed up, speak a word of faith into it. Even if your marriage is messed up, speak a word of faith into it. Even if your body's messed up, speak a word of faith into it. Because whatever you speak will be released in the atmosphere. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. See, one of the first things a doctor does is when you go in to get a doctor check, he will check your mouth. Praise God. I wasn't ready for that. I went to do a doctor checkup. I wasn't going to the dentist. You know, when you go to the dentist, you floss, you brush, you get that the baking soda, you gargle with it, amen. Then you get some chlorine and gargle with that, amen. You just do whatever you got to do when you go to the dentist. But I was going to the doctor's office. I didn't expect them to check my mouth. And so, you know, the doctor's office is always, they're always going to be a long time. They take a long time. You sit there and then you sit there and then you sit there. And everybody and their uncle that's sick around you, they're coughing and sneezing. You are okay. You walk out coughing and sneezing. Amen. Just got contaminated by the atmosphere. And so there was a taco shop right next to the doctor's office. And I said, I'm going to go and have me some tacos before I go to the doctor. And I had me some tacos. And if you know tacos, they put ajo in that stuff. They put garlic in that stuff. And your mouth just starts smelling just, amen. People know from a mile away he had a taco. How do you know? I can smell it from here. Amen. And so I go into the doctor's office. First thing the doctor said to me was, open your mouth. I said, why? Praise God. I just had me some tacos. I said, it'll knock you out. I said, you might need one of them masks to cover your mouth. He said, because when I look into your mouth, I can tell if you're dehydrated. Just by looking at your tongue, he said, I can see the color on your tongue and see if there might be something that we need to check for in your body. Hallelujah. In that moment, I just felt the Holy Ghost say, I do the same when they come to my presence. Hallelujah. When you come to the house of the Lord says, go ahead and open your mouth. I want to hear what's coming out of your mouth. If it's a negative word, then no wonder you're stuck in the stuff that you're stuck in. But if it's a positive word, then baby, get ready, because you're about to come out of your stuff in the name of Jesus. Can somebody give a praise in the house of the Lord? Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout victory in the house. Somebody ought to shout healing in the house. Somebody ought to shout deliverance in the house. Glory to God. Whatever you speak is what you get. Oh, glory. Whatever you speak is what you get. The speech center is the dominating center of your life. Our words will make us or break us. Our words determine the boundaries of our lives. Our words will limit us or loose us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37, by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. Amen. It's by your own mouth. Oh, I'm going to mess somebody up right now. It's by your own mouth. In other words, you got yourself to where you're at. by your own mouth. By what has come out of your mouth. Don't abort your miracle with your mouth. Glory to God. Don't kill your blessing with your mouth. Sometimes we come to the presence of God and we say, God, I need you to take care of this. But within 5 minutes, we kill it. Because we begin to declare a negative word into our atmosphere instead of believing God that he's got it under control. Glory to God. In fact, it's amazing that John the Baptist, his father, Zechariah, he had gotten the promise from God that God was going to give them a child. And all of a sudden, in the middle of all that, of all the promises that the angel of the Lord has spoken unto them, in Luke chapter 1 and verse 18, he says, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. In other words, this can't happen to us because we're gone. We're too old. And the Lord saw that his mouth was about to sabotage his blessing. His mouth was about to abort the blessing, the miracle. And he said, from this day forward, I'm going to have to shut your mouth. Oh, Lord, there are some folks in this place this morning that God needs to shut your mouth. Oh, glory. See, I see you not saying nothing right now. Hallelujah. You're just kind of staying quiet. There are some folks, God's been trying to work on your marriage, but your mouth is messing it up. Can I preach this morning? God's been trying to heal your body, but you keep on condemning your body with your mouth. God's trying to bless you, but you keep on messing it up with your mouth. God needs to touch your mouth this morning. Oh, there is going to be a liberating power that's going to come into this house this morning. Somebody's going to be broke loose by the power of the Holy Ghost in this place this morning. I want to declare that somebody's destiny is about to change in this house. Somebody give God praise. Glory to God. He says, you cannot speak. He closes his mouth. He says, you cannot speak. You will not speak because if you speak, you're going to mess it up. Tell your neighbor, say, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Somebody already woke up this morning because it was Valentine's, told their wife that she's beautiful, said, I love you. Now don't mess it up for the rest of the day. Praise God. Right now, she's feeling blessed. She's like, my husband loves me and everything. But you are already working in your brain. Already working some negative stuff in your brain. And you're about to speak it. Bite your tongue. Glory to God. Sometimes you gotta bite your tongue. And tell your tongue you ain't saying that word right now because I don't want to be condemned by this word that I'm about to speak in this place. I want blessing to flow. Does anybody want blessing to flow? I don't hear you. I don't hear you. I said, does anybody want blessing to flow? Glory to God. See, I'm convinced of this. If you spoke your way to a cursing, then you can speak your way to a blessing. Hallelujah. If you spoke your way to a cursing, you can speak your way to a blessing. Hallelujah. If the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong, then God is letting you know, speak your way in the direction that you need to go. I am blessed beyond measure. I am healed by the power of God. My marriage is healed. My family is healed. My kids are healed. My home is blessed. Speak it into existence. Oh, Lord. I wish I had somebody in this place this morning that could speak a word of faith into the atmosphere. Somebody give God praise in the house. See, watch this. Watch, watch. Jesus gave us the classic revelation of how faith works. How faith works. In Mark chapter 11, you can sit down. I'm only like a part of the way, not even close to half. Hallelujah. They said we were fasting today, so we're going to bleed it into Spanish service. Amen. Glory to God. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, amen. My glasses get all fogged up and stuff. Pray for me, church. Amen. I never used glasses before, and now that I'm getting old, God have mercy. Pray, church. Amen. Amen. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Watch this. He shall have whatsoever he saith. I don't think you heard that. He shall have whatsoever he saith. In other words, God put the power in your mouth. He put the power in your mouth. He says, what are you speaking? Because whatever you speak into the atmosphere, you will have whatsoever you say. Oh, Lord, life and death is in the power of the tongue. If I was you, I'd be speaking life into my atmosphere right now. Thank you, my brother. I'd be speaking joy into my family right now. I'd be speaking blessing by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can I get a witness in the house? Glory, 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 glory. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Sometimes God dares us to speak crazy things out of our mouth. To speak crazy things. To speak things that are just like the Bible says, God calls those things that are not as though they were. Amen. And so he calls things that are not as though they were. And he challenges us to be able to speak things that are not as though they were. To be able to speak them into the atmosphere. Amen. Sometimes you might even sound a little crazy, but baby, keep on talking. Hallelujah. I said, keep on talking. Amen. A few years ago, I was weighing 447 pounds. Some of y'all remember me when I came 2 years ago, and I was a chunky dude back then, but I was chunkier than that. And one day I woke up in the morning, said, I'm going to change the course of my life. And I began to speak a positive word into my life. I'd look in the mirror and say, you're skinny. Hallelujah. You're skinny. And I'd keep on speaking that. I've lost 247 pounds up to this point. And I'm still speaking to myself. You gotta speak a new course into your... Oh, God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. See, what you got to understand is that anytime God wants to change your life, he touches your mouth. He touches your mouth because there's no sense in changing your life and your mouth is still the same. Amen. Because he can change your life, but you will talk your way back to where God brought you out of. And there are some folks in this place, you know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. He can change your life. But then if he doesn't touch your mouth, you will be stuck in the same spot. So God will change your life through mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He will put his word in your mouth to bring life, salvation, and healing. When God wants to change a city or a nation, he always touched the prophet's mouth first in order to change that city or that nation. Because when he touches your mouth, he touches your world. Oh God, he touches your life. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 5, then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs off of the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. He says, I'm changing your mouth. I'm touching your mouth. I'm touching your tongue, because I'm going to change your direction. God have mercy. I'm going to change your direction. I'm going to change your direction. And there are some folks in this place, you need God to touch your mouth. Can I preach this morning? I know you wanted patty cakes. I know you wanted a little pat on the back and a little high five this morning. And talk about love. Just talk about love this morning. It's Valentine's. Talk about love. Hallelujah. God sent me here to change the course of your life. There are some folks in this place, and I feel this in the Holy Ghost. You've been on the brink of your blessing, but every time you're about to cross into your blessing, your mouth kills it. Your mouth kills it. And then you blame everybody else. It's Obama. Obama has nothing to do with it. It's the government. Government has nothing to do with it. Glory to God. Praise God. It's your own mouth that got you to where you're at. And until you recognize you're in the stuff you're in because you spoke your way to there, you will never speak your way out of it. But I got good news this morning. The Holy Ghost has come to this place, and he's come to touch your mouth in order to change your direction. Somebody's about to have a breakthrough in this house this morning. Who am I preaching to in this place? Glory to God. Glory to God. He will touch your mouth. Tell your neighbor, say, he will touch your mouth. God touches Jeremiah's mouth to change his life. He touched his mouth. He says, I put my words in thy mouth so that this will change. From this day forward, it will change. Your life will be different from this day moment. So you're probably in this place. Okay, brother, I understand that the tongue is powerful, that the mouth is powerful, and that God needs to touch my mouth. What does that have to do with a dancing tongue? I am so glad you asked. I was waiting until you asked. Amen. So glad you asked. The evidence of being filled with the Holy Ghost is speaking in other tongues. If you allow for the Holy Ghost to rule in your life through your tongue, your body will come under the ruling of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Many people are asking God to heal them, but they have not submitted their tongue to the authority of God. You have to submit your tongue to the ruling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning that cannot be uttered. In other words, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and you begin to go into an intercessory prayer, there are things we don't know what's coming out of our mouth, but the Spirit is interceding for us. The Spirit already sees ahead of the game and is already speaking something into your atmosphere that you need for, oh God, to be able to tolerate the journey. To be able to have your breakthrough. And so sometimes, I don't know if you've had this happen to you, that you didn't know what to pray for, but the Holy Ghost took over and you began to speak in tongues. All of a sudden, your atmosphere began to change because the Spirit spoke into your atmosphere. Spoke into your atmosphere. All of a sudden the Spirit comes over. You don't know what to pray about, but all of a sudden you start going into an intercessory prayer. Amen. Ah, hallelujah. And your tongue begins to dance. And as your tongue is dancing, your body is responding to whatever is coming out of your mouth. Your atmosphere is responding to whatever is coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. That's why I don't know sometimes what to pray about, but the Spirit knows what to pray about. Begins to make intercession, begins to speak through me by the power of the Holy Ghost, and my body adjusts to it. My body submits to it. My atmosphere adjusts to it. My atmosphere submits to it. Hallelujah. Because as it comes out of my mouth, whatever is spoken is what happens. Glory to God. Watch this. Watch this. I heard a prophet a few years ago. He was speaking and he said, the devil don't know what you speak when you speak in tongues. Does not understand it. Does not know what you say when you speak in tongues. The devil, for him, it's like some of y'all, if I start speaking in Spanish right now, if I go beyond taco and burrito, you'll be lost. Amen. If I just start rattling off in Spanish, you'll be like, I don't know if that's tongues or if that's Spanish. I don't know what that is. That just sounds like a bunch of words, just all messed up and everything. Amen. Some of y'all would be in that condition. That's how the devil is when you begin to speak in tongues. He does not understand what you are saying because it's a heavenly language and not a demonic language. It is a language in between the Holy Spirit and your spirit. It is God ministering unto you. Oh, Lord, can I get a witness in the house? And so this prophet said like this. He said, because the devil does not know what you are speaking when you're speaking in tongues, you send distortion into the enemy's plans for your life. Because as you begin to intercede, the devil gets freaked out. Because he says, I don't know what they are working out in the spirit. And so the devil says, call it all off. I don't know what they are working out, but call it all off. Cut the plans, because we send distortion into the enemy's camp when we speak in tongues. I don't know about you this morning, but there are some folks in this place that you need to send some distortion into the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I said, you send distortion into the enemy's camp. Somebody ought to already throw up their hands and begin to intercede in this place. Because the enemy wanted to bring it down this week. And the enemy wanted to bring sickness into your life. And the enemy wanted to bring your kids down and bring your marriage down. But you need to lift up your hands and be able to bring distortion into the enemy's camp. I will not go down with the enemy's plan. Somebody lift up your voice in this house. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Lift up your voice right now. Hallelujah. Change your atmosphere. Change your atmosphere. Change your atmosphere. Ikarabasanda rabokota. Change your atmosphere. Change your atmosphere. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me this little revelation not too long ago. Watch this. Watch this. And in a moment, we're about to have a move of the Holy Ghost in this altar in Jesus' name. But watch this. The Lord told me about the degrees of speaking in tongues. And this is going to flip some of y'all. Amen. But it's all right. We'll fix you after a bit. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. When people first get the Holy Ghost, a lot of people are stuck on the la, 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 la. Amen. How many know what I'm talking about? It's the la, 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 la. The comparison of that is when a baby first starts talking. The baby says, ga, ga, goo, goo. Ga, ga, goo, goo. Ga, ga, goo, goo. And the dad's like, I think he said daddy. No, he didn't say daddy. He said, ga, ga, goo, goo. Amen. And everybody's like, oh, listen to what. And everybody's trying to figure out what the little baby's saying. It's kind of awkward if the dude's 20 years old and still saying, ga, ga, goo, goo. Amen. It's kind of awkward if he's still stuck in the ga, ga, goo, goo stage. And there are some folks been in church and you're still in the la, la stage of your walk with God, where you've been walking with God for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, and you're still in the la, la stage of your life. Oh, this is good. Because as you get deeper in the spirit, your tongues also develop. Praise God. Your tongues also develop. As you mature and you grow, your speech develops. As you get deeper in the Holy Ghost, your tongues develop because they become a warfare. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, a gaga cuckoo does not send the devil running, but a power in the name of Jesus sends the devil running. Can I get a witness in the house? That's why you'll hear some folks that when they go to speak in tongues, it's like they are speaking a full language. Amen. It's a deepness. You can feel a deepness in it because they have developed their walk with God. As they get closer to God, their tongues get more developed. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You become a greater threat to the enemy. That is why in that moment when you begin to intercede, all hell begins to shake. because there is a power in speaking in tongues. And there are some folks in this place that you've been stuck at the la 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 part of your life, and the Holy Ghost wants to touch your tongue today so that you get a new language, so that you go deeper in the Holy Ghost, because we have gotten in to a warfare time in the spirit, and we need warriors to rise up with authority in their tongue to put the devil in his place. I wish I had somebody. Somebody give God praise right now. Oh Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I said I feel the Holy Ghost right now. There are some of you that God is going to change your tongue today. You've been speaking the same tongues for a long time, but God's about to touch your tongue today in the name of Jesus. You're going to get into a lock and load in the spirit and send the devil fleeing in Jesus' name. Somebody stand to your feet and give God praise right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Arabakata. Hyondo Sandaraba. Yes, yes, yes. I need some intercessors interceding right now. I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Araba. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. There's a glory in this house. There's a glory in this house. There's a glory in this house. There are people that you're sending distortion right now to the enemy's camp. There are folks in this place. You need a healing in your body. You need a breakthrough in your spirit. I want to tell you, come running to this altar right now. There is a glory in this house. We're about to release a word of faith, and God is going to touch your situation. You need healing in your body. You need a breakthrough in your spirit. Come on out of your pew. You need the Holy Ghost right now. Come out of your pew. You need God to change your language. Come on up here. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's it. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up right now. Lift your hands up. The glory of the Lord is in this place. God is about to touch your mouth. I said, God is about to touch your mouth. God is about to touch your mouth right now. He's going to give you a new language. I know you've already spoken in tongues, but God's about to release a deeper language in you right now, because you're getting into warfare right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been speaking negative, but God's going to change your language, and you're going to begin to speak a positive word into your atmosphere. Lift up your hands right now. The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, your tongue is about to dance right now. I said your tongue is about to dance right now. When I release this word, your tongue is going to dance right now. Lift up your hands all over this place. Now, by the authority of the word of God, and by the power of the name of Jesus, God, touch everybody's mouth in this place now. Now. Rabosataya. There you go. There you go. There you go. Rabasandia Akatarialaba. Irialabatai. There you go. Let that tongue dance. Let that tongue dance right now. Right now, healing is being released in this house. Now. lift up your hands right now and begin to speak in tongues right now. Lift up your hands, speak in tongues right now. I said everybody, 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 miracle is happening right now. Miracle is happening right now. Miracle is happening right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. There it is. There it is. There it is. Yes, 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 yes. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Somebody give God praise. Miracles have been loosened in this house. Miracles have been loosened in this house. Over this. Can somebody rejoice over this? Miracles have been loosened in this house. Miracles have been loosened. Right now, we're gonna loosen it right now in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Word of God, and by the power of the name of Jesus. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. I command pain to leave your body. I command pain to leave your body. Now, sickness has got to go. Sickness has got to go.
angel of the Lord found Gideon, the Bible says that he was hiding. The angel of the Lord addressed Gideon and he said, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Before it's over, Brother Kadarius, Gideon is standing outside the Mennonite camp and he hears two men talking about a dream. And one man said, I had a dream that a loaf of bread came down the hill and came cascading into the camp and destroyed the house of Midian. And the other one looks at him and said, this is nothing other than the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. What God had to get Gideon to understand is that while you're hiding and while you're afraid and while you're intimidated, there's a reality that's happening in the spirit world that you cannot see. All I've got to get you to do is to see what I see. Before it was over, listen, God's plan for Israel was going to sound silly. It was going to sound a lot like speaking in tongues. It was going to sound silly. I want you to take a candle and take a pitcher, and I want you to break it, and I want you to make a sound with a trumpet, and I want you to shout the sword of the Lord and Gideon. By the time that God got finished with the Midianites, they were so confused. They were spinning around in circles. I want to tell somebody this morning to tag on to what Brother Dross is preaching, that what the Holy Ghost is asking you to do might sound foolish, but God's got a plan for you to rise up in victory that you cannot even comprehend. But it's wrapped up in you beginning to prophesy and you beginning to say what thus say. I want somebody right now to lift up your hands and begin to prophesy over your life. I want you to lift up your hands and prophesy over your city. Come on, say what thus saith the word of God. Somebody talk in tongues and prophesy. Somebody praise him right now for what you just prophesied. Brother Draw Strength, thank you for the word from God this morning. I believe we have some people who have received the Holy Ghost. We've had some healings that have occurred this morning. We are so thankful for God showing up and doing business with us. Is anybody thankful for the miraculous? Thankful that God keeps on being God. Share your love and strength with somebody this morning. We're going to reconvene tonight at 6 o'clock for prayer and at 6:30 for another apostolic service. Go in power and in victory and in strength. Tell somebody what God is doing. Choir practice is going to be at 5:15. Prayer at 6. Apostolic service at 6:30. God bless you. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.